Former Representative Patricia Schroeder has died at the age of 82. Elected to the House from Colorado in 1972, she blazed trails and incinerated sexist comments. Here's what she said when asked how she could possibly be a mother and a congresswoman.
I have a brain, I have a uterus, and they both work.
Bumper sticker. Christina Wahlbrecht is a professor of political science at Notre Dame. Professor, there were just over a dozen women in the House in 1972 when Pat Schroeder was elected. What was she up against?
She was up against an institution that was just not designed for women in any way. There was no women's bathroom off the House floor. There really was just an expectation that this was inherently a male space and no room for them. Somewhat famously, she and Representative Ron Dellums, African-American member of Congress, were both assigned to the House Armed Services Committee. The chair of that committee was so opposed to their assignment that he made the two of them, a white woman and a black man, share one chair.
Oh, my God. Yes. And this reflected, you know, the country at large. I mean, it was, you know, the women's movement had, you know, gathered a lot of steam, but, you know, hadn't generated as much as it was going to. And I mean, she was dismissed as little Patsy, but she did so much. I mean, the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, the Family Medical Leave Act, two big accomplishments. What else would you point to?
What's amazing about her record is, I think, in the way that Pat Schroeder was a full person, a mom, a representative, proud to be both, her legacy legislatively is just as broad. So you mentioned, of course, pregnancy discrimination and FMLA. She also was behind bills having to do with childcare protection, breast and cervical cancer and women's health, Violence Against Women Act, but also active in helping women get accepted to the military academies and eventually lifting the combat exclusion for women in the military. Along with Shirley Chisholm, Bella Abzug, and some other women, she founded the Women's Caucus, finding a way for women in Congress to work together on shared concerns. Yeah. So she really had a broad, broad impact.
And she also had that huge smile and the twinkle in the eye, although, as we said, you know, it could be a dart when she wanted. But it also could shed some tears. And there was this other time, got a lot of political attention, when she pulled out from the race for president in 1987. Let's listen.
I could not figure out how to run and not be separated from those I serve. There must be a way, but I haven't figured it out yet.
She shed some tears there, which I see as strength, you know, as acknowledging how difficult this is. But, you know, a lot of feminists at that time thought that she had betrayed them.
I think one of the things you're seeing is sort of this split in the women's movement in feminism. So on the one hand, these sort of goals of showing that we can do and be as well as what men do. But there's also this equally strong and I think more important thread in feminism that says it's not just about women getting to act like men. It's about women being women and full people in whatever role they play. And so in 1987, Schroeder made a very rational political decision. She could not run for president. And then she expressed some emotion about it. It turns out you can do both those things, mm-hmm. be rational and be emotional.
Yeah, part of her legacy. She left the House in 1997. Her book, 24 Years of Housework and the Place is Still a Mess, My Life in Politics. Patricia Schroeder, a terrific life we wanted to note. Christina Wahlbrecht, professor of political science at Notre Dame. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.